He was once the world's most famous male model. Even his looks were household names. La Tigre, Magnum, and of course, Blue Steel. But that was a long, long, long time ago.
Derek Zoolander, I'm with Interpol. I need your help.
She's hot. I trust her.
Someone's trying to kill the world's most beautiful people.
Oh, fudge!
Peace out, world.
All of them died with your signature look. This is Blue Steel, right? We need you to infiltrate the world of high fashion.
We're back!
Yeah! Movie Month. It is my fourth annual Movie Month. I'll watch 30 movies that I've never seen in 30 days.
Hello. Good evening. Happy Sunday night. Today's podcast is probably going to be shorter than normal, but I did it. I watched movie number 18. I just finished it a few minutes ago. And I remember hearing about this movie and being excited it was happening. Then seeing previews and thinking, I have no interest in this movie, it's going to be dumb. And then I finally watched it, and I enjoyed it way more than I thought I would. I'm talking about Zoolander number 2, or Zoolander 2, whatever you want to call it. It was stupid, but it's supposed to be stupid. And there were moments where I laughed, there were moments where I smiled, there were moments where I laughed out loud for a long period of time. There was one scene that had me rolling. And I'm laughing just thinking about it. So if you've seen the movie, I'm just going to say it's during the Will Ferrell prison scene when he switches places with Zoolander, Ben Stiller. So I don't want to say too much else. It's a stupid movie. I think it's on Hulu right now, I think still. But it was fun. It was funny. It was ridiculous how they kind of told you how we got from, you know, the end of Zoolander to the beginning of Zoolander 2. But it was exactly like, I don't know, I remember seeing Anchorman 2 and being like, oh my god, what am I watching here? But with Zoolander 2, I never felt that. It felt very much like the first Zoolander, which was stupid, and so is this one. And Will Ferrell was friggin' hilarious. It was just, you know, I can't say it was the worst movie I watched this month. I can't say it was the best movie I watched this month. But I can say that I enjoyed it. Even though going in I knew how stupid it would be, it was friggin' funny. And it was right where the first one was. And Will Ferrell just cracked me up constantly. And the whole all the stuff with Derek's Zoolander's kid was great. So that's it. I feel this is like a really, really short podcast tonight. But it still happened. And let me tell you why it's a short podcast. Okay, so maybe it's not that short. So yesterday I had a graduation party. I had a dual 40th birthday party. And I still was able to get my movie in. But today was a lot tougher. I got up around 7, went food shopping, came back, went back out to go to the butcher to get some stuff to grill for my Father's Day for my dad. Came back, went maybe had about an hour before I went out to go help somebody move, came back at about, and then, boom, jumped on the grill, put together, this is what I put together for my father for Father's Day, steak tips, chicken, asparagus, squash, that's on the grill. Then I made a pasta salad, I made rice, that's about it. Got an apple pie, and we did corn. I mean, it was a full-fledged feast. And then I finally got time to watch the movie, and here I am. So, Zoolander was fun. Thank you for watching, or listening. And, this is a short and sweet one. Happy Sunday night. Monday, things go back to, you know, normal, where I hope you'd be watching my movie on the train tomorrow, and probably talking about it after I get to the train station tomorrow night. I'm tired. It's been a long day. Happy Sunday. This movie was funny. And you know what? If they made a Zoolander 3, I'd watch it, because this one was good enough and funny enough. And the moments, as I said, that made me laugh like out loud, like for a good long period of time, to the point where I showed my wife a scene and I laughed again, and I watched it again and I laughed again. This one scene. So stupid, but very funny. All right. Find me online at Twitter, Geek Mentality, at Facebook, Fans Not Experts. The hashtag is FNE Movie Month everywhere. And yeah, that is it. And the website is fansnotexperts.com. I'm whispering because I'm inside and it's late. And that's it. So here is my theme song.
This is my podcast. I made it. Geek Mentality is what I named it. And I think you should listen and subscribe. Cause I'm kinda funny and awesome. I think that I'm worth your time. And I'm kinda handsome. My mom says, please listen and please subscribe. At least listen to this episode.
Fans Not Experts.